Ivanka Vishnich, Cambridge Service Alliance.
Ivanka, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today, and congratulations on your presentation. Tell me a little bit about ecosystems and why they're important to organizations.
Bond ecosystems have been talked about in the media for quite a long time now, and usually in relation to the success of a couple of companies such as Apple and Google, or challenges of some other companies such as Nokia or even Microsoft. However, there has been little said about what are the ecosystems. And the ecosystems as we see them are actually configurations of organizations that come together to resolve a complex challenge. So think about cities, for example. Cities effectively need to ensure that there is a good quality of life for citizens and good economic and business environment for the corporate citizens. And that is a massively complex challenge to achieve. One organization alone cannot master that challenge.
So within the three cities you studied, and can you tell us what they were, just the complexity of the relationships that have to be grappled with day in, day out?
So the three cities we studied are London, Chicago, and Vienna. And we observed how thousands of different companies that are highly diverse vary from private to public, from large to small, non-for-profit and governmental organizations basically interact together. And what we have learned is that for all these companies, about 10 roles capture the complexity of what is going on and what are effectively the jobs that ecosystem players can take in order to help the ecosystem create value for everyone involved and fulfill its objectives.
So you might have one city that needs to get more large businesses attracted to it. You might have another that needs to improve its transportation ecosystem. There can be different problems depending on how the cities have grown up and evolved.
Absolutely. So what shapes the ecosystem challenge, the overarching challenge of achieving good quality of life and economic environment, is the legacy and the opportunities that present themselves within that ecosystem. So some cities we have studied had a very good economic environment, particularly when it comes to certain sectors, and were missing some jobs for the other sectors.
The cities varied in terms of the problems they had to confront.
Yes, the cities want to achieve one common overarching objective, which is good quality of life and good economic atmosphere in the city. However, the priorities in terms of what are the sub-objectives that contribute to that overarching objective vary. For example, one city may need to focus on safety, whereas the other needs to focus on building the stack of large companies that can therefore represent the demand as well as employers of those cities.
If we understand the ecosystems within which a corporate business functions, either domestically or globally, then it can improve its efficiency and adapt quickly, because that's a theme of this year's conference at the Cambridge Service Alliance. It's the speed at which you need to be able to change your business model.
Thinking in terms of ecosystems is useful because it helps companies generate ideas on how they can adapt to the changing environment. So think about a company that is producing a certain type of product. If they think what kind of problem that product is trying to solve and what is the overarching objective that their company is contributing to, they can surely find better ways to fulfill that objective and take on some additional roles. So we have seen, for example, in the cities that companies evolve from being simply a service provider, such as construction companies, to taking roles such as integrating a part of the city and leasing the property, but also making sure that the infrastructure such as transportation is around and the whole mini ecosystem or the microcosmos around that geographical area functions very well.
And just finally, if you understand your ecosystems, does it also bring you closer to your customers? Do you have a better customer relationship? Do you understand the customer's needs better?
Yes. So if you put your customer in the center of the ecosystem and you think about how his objectives are fulfilled by your own company and also a number of other companies, you can start to understand where the gaps are. You can then try to fill that gap either by working better with the other suppliers or collaborators that this company requires, or you can decide to take additional roles and do the job yourself.
So it improves your efficiency.
Yes, indeed.
Ivanka, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series here today, and congratulations on your presentation.
Thank you very much, Bonnie.